Hello. Please don't be scared. You sounded upset. I don't want you to have to feel upset. I'm sorry. Please don't be alarmed. I'm not an intruder or anything. Well, not that you invited me into your home. It's just that I live here too. I'm under your bed. I think you would say I'm a monster, but not like you're thinking. I don't want to hurt you. I just... You miss them, don't you? And I wanted to comfort you, or at least try. I'm sorry. It's easy to become used to people, and when you have to go on without them, it's hard. It's okay to be upset, but I wish you didn't have to go alone. I wish I could help. I know you don't know me, but I know you. I've always been here. Is there anything I could do? That's a good question. I'm a farewell explorer. I guess you don't really have a word for it. I guess. You could say I'm a tentacle pit. Like an endless space outside of space, full of slimy tentacles. That's what I am. No. You don't want me to come up there. If I come out from under your bed, I'll fill the entire room. It's kind of like how the air inside a container always fills the container. Except air isn't really bigger than what it's holding. And I am. I'm very large. But I don't want to swallow the sun or anything. I like it under your bed. It's cozy and safe. And I like hearing you talk and laugh. And I wish your heart wasn't broken. I wish I could give you a big hug and tell you it's all gonna be okay, because you are worth so much, no matter how you feel right now. But you know, I'm just a voice under your bed, so what do I know? Do you want a hug, actually? It might be different than what you're used to. Things might get real weird. Just look over the edge of your bed. I'm there. Even if you can't see me, I'm slightly outside your regular dimensions. Your eyes can't point in the direction I am relative to you. But I can see you. And if you like, I can pull you to where I am. Oh, things must seem real bad for you to start listening to me. I swear, I mean well. I know you shouldn't trust me. But if you want, just stick out your hand. I'll take you. Oh, oops. I engulfed you. You just slipped right inside me. Stay calm, please. I'm just as new to this as you are. You taste good. I mean, sorry. That's a weird thing to say. I was just thinking your skin is pleasing. I like your outsides touching my insides. Oh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. You're starting to slip deeper into my sinew. I need to hold you a little tighter. There's more air at the top, and I'd like to keep you close to this part of me. It's not ideal. All my tentacles are so slippery, it's hard to make a bed for you. It would be a lot easier if I wrapped myself around your waist. Your arms, your thighs, and It would mean I could touch more of you. I wouldn't lie. This is necessary to hold you properly, but holding you properly also makes me feel giddy. There's a quality of lightness to knowing that I'm not alone, either. Let me shift more of you onto your back. There. Is that better? Yeah, that's my heartbeat. It's not a literal heart, I suppose, but you'll be able to feel everything surging with it, my core. Yes, I do have a very big heart. It's about the size of your sun. But you meant I had a big heart, as in I'm caring. Oh my. I'm sorry, I don't really know what's an appropriate response to that. Nobody's ever said anything like that to me. And now I keep talking and words keep coming out of my mouth, and I'm squirming and probably not very comfortable, and part of me didn't think you'd be able to relate to me. That I'd be too different for you to care about me or to see that I care about you. I do care about you. Can I be close to you without scaring you? I want to wrap all around you. I want to swallow you completely. Taste every inch of you. I'm glad you like cuddles because I think I have lots of cuddles to give you. Does it make you feel safe? You are safe inside me. I can cradle you, caress you with my big, thick, warm tentacles to your heart's content. But tell me if I'm being smothering, because I just really, really like holding you, okay? I like it when you lock your fingers around my smaller tentacles. It's like we're holding hands. Like you're holding me just as much as I'm holding you. I like it when you hold me. We can be not alone. Together. What's that? I know. It's warm and wet inside me. I mean, I didn't mean to make it like that. It's not like... I know you're inside me, and it's all very intimate, and I'm so sorry. I made it weird, didn't I? Oh. Well, that's very flattering. It's very interesting. Having you inside me does make me feel hotter and wetter. I can tell it's making you think of something else. I'm not really a boy or a girl. Those ideas don't really apply to me, but for you, I could be a girl tentacle pit. And I'm aware there's something we haven't done that might make you feel even more comfortable. If you trust me, and if you think you could stand to feel a little more at ease, then maybe you don't need to be wearing these clothes. Is that corny? I'm trying here. While I've got you in my grasp, if you're open to it, I want to find out what's even possible. Your body is a little treasure, and I want to know if I could comfort you in a more intimate way. What might make you smile? Or gasp with pleasure. Maybe I seem alien to you. Too different to ever be beautiful to you. Maybe you can't understand what I want and need, but really, when it comes down to it, I'm more physical than you can possibly imagine. We have that in common. Flesh. Touching. Feeling. I feel everything. And believe it or not, every tentacle is me. Curling around your thighs, caressing your throat, carefully peeling off your clothes, entwining with your fingers. It's all unspeakably erotic to me. I'm hungry for you. To taste every cell of your skin and stimulate each axon with my affection. I've never held anyone before. There's a lot of things I've never done before, and I want to get it right. Can I touch you down here, between your legs? I want to rub up against you, there. Make you feel good. I want to be the reason why you're happy. If I could do that for you, then maybe we could be friends. Sexy friends. I can do special things. I'm using 107 tentacles to hold you up. Big ones wrapped around your waist. Little ones cradling every part of you. So gently. You don't even feel your body weight. And I wonder how many tentacles I'll use between your legs. Oh, as many as it takes. Dozens. Each tip slowly stroking you, like tickling you with paintbrushes. Oh, I'm so glad you like it. So many nerves to play with. I like licking you, making you squirm. You're precious when you cannot control yourself. Oh, but you're always precious. Maybe you're extra precious when you moan for me. Oh, it's so sexy. Makes me want to feel good about myself. I wish I had a pussy so I could straddle you. Rub up against you, make love to you on a writhing mass of myself. Oh, I would shudder for you. I wish you could hold me and feel how much pleasure your body gives me. Why shouldn't I? Why ever not? In this labyrinth of flesh, why couldn't I have a pussy? Thighs, a tight tummy, breasts, a face. A face. If I had a face, would you want to kiss me back, human? Would you run your fingers through my hair? Place a hand at the small of my back? Would you whisper in my ear and tell me what feels good? Hello. Again. Perhaps it's best it's dark in here. Something happened. Separation. I'm close to you. I mean, I'm everywhere, but I'm also here beside you. Don't look. I've never made a human body before. It's probably all wrong, and Oh, you kissed me. Kiss me again. Oh, human, let's do it. Let's be brave and lie with each other because we want to, and that's all the reason we need. Oh, but I have an advantage, don't I? All this time you've been touched and teased by my tentacles. That's okay. You can come anytime you like. But if it's not too much to ask, if you're interested, would you like to feel my pussy, please? You have no idea how wet I am for you. You are the desire of all my body, and right now I want you even more inside of me. Oh, fuck. Well, he slipped right in. Good thing I oiled up every inch of your body. Sensitive. You're rubbing up on a ganglia. Is that how it feels when I touch you? Hard to think. Normally, better at multitasking. There. That's it. That's the ganglia. Sorry. I seem to have tentacles in my pussy, too. Little ones, they want to grab at you and hold you inside me. Just like the tentacles wrapping around your arms, your legs. Don't worry about that. You don't need to multitask. All you need is to keep making me feel good, and I'll make sure you feel good. Oh, there. My spot. I have a spot, and you keep hitting it. It feels really, really good. Too good. Rub against it gently. Nice and slow. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me and hold me. Kiss me and hold me and give me your pleasure. Oh, human. You mortal. You defile me so good. My turn. Oh, these hands are mine. These legs are mine. I will arrest every inch of you. I will grind. I'll rock my hips. I want to come on your body. I want to contract and rise and hold you tight and look you in the eyes. See me. Me. Under your bed. Loving you. Needing you. Having you. Give me your orgasm. Unleash your pleasure and set me off. Closer. Oh, surrender to your pleasure. I want you to feel good. Oh, please, is this nice? Oh, can you come for me? Please come. You're so wonderful, and I want you to come and come until you have to fall asleep in my grasp. Come for me. Oh, my human. Oh, that felt right. Oh, does that mean you like me? Because I really liked it. I understand that after an event such as this, it is customary to fall asleep together. I know your bed is, well, technically in another dimension, but maybe you could stay with me a little while. I might be infinitely big, but I was wondering if maybe I could be your little spoon. I'm a little excited at the prospect of being held in a new way. Can you wrap your arms around my waist? Perfect. Now it's my turn to feel safe. Small and safe. Because you've got me, just like I've got you. Oh, I'm a human sandwich. Sorry, I mean, you've got your arms around me and I've got my tentacles cradling your back, and it's like I'm the bread and you're the filling. Oh, my jokes might be terrible, but who do you think I was listening to when I developed my sense of humor? Oh, I think I'm the happiest tentacle pit in the universe right now.